It will be 3 weeks from tonight, December 4th, in this auditorium, and the reader will be Maxine Kooman. Leslie Silco, young American Indian poet, will be reading Tuesday, November 19th. Her reading is sponsored by the Amerind Club and the Indian Studies Department. This room was not available, so Ms. Silco will be reading in Economics 111. You'll probably forget that. Just call me and I'll tell you about it. And there is a reading this Friday at the Warehouse, presented by the poet publishers of Pierced Prism. And seven women will be reading. That's the Warehouse at 911 North 13th at 7:30 p.m. The editors of Window Rock have asked me to announce that due to a lack of funding, the magazine will not be available this semester. Hopefully, funding will be available so that they can have a spring publication, and they are still accepting submissions. We have a box at the Poetry Center, and they also have a box in the English department. I hope you can come to the Student Union following tonight's reading to meet Mr. Williams and talk with him. John Williams comes to us from the University of Denver, where for many years he's been the director of their creative writing program. He's published four novels: Nothing But the Night, Butcher's Crossing, Stoner, and most recently, Augustus, which was the 1973 National Book Award winner. Of Augustus, Orville Prescott wrote, "The most brilliant historical novel I have read in many years, an absolutely astonishingly impressive technical performance." In addition to his novels, Dr. Williams is a teacher, an essayist, and a poet, and I'm very happy to introduce him to you this evening.